Hare Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes, but he is not the cause of all effects. Krishna is the absolute truth. I know the definition of the absolute truth is that everything emanates from him. He also talks about this several times in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, in 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Mattah Sarvam Pravartate. He's the source of everything. All things emanate from him. And while he's the cause of all causes, we also need to know that he is not the cause of all effects. In the sense that he is not responsible for everything that happens in this world. Krishna talks about this in the 5th chapter, 15th verse, when he says, Na datte kasya chit papam, na chaiva sukritam vibho. Ajnanenavritam jnanam tena mohiyanti jantavah. So, nadatte kasyachit papam. He says, I do not accept the sinful activities of anyone. Na chaiva sukritam vibho. Nor do I accept the pious activities of anyone. Ajnanenavritam jnanam tena mohiyanti jantavah. Being deluded by ignorance, people act in various ways. Tena mohiyanti jantavah. The soul acts that way. So here, the point being made is that we have free will, which we may misuse because of our ignorance. And when we misuse our free will, thus many effects may come. So just as when the rain, without the rains, no vegetation will grow. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. That means when vegetation grows, there is multiple level causation. At one level, we could say, if grain grows nicely, we can attribute the cause to the fertile land. At another level, we can attribute the cause to the farmer's expertise, farmer's skill. At another level, we could ascribe the cause to the timely rains. At another level, at a most fundamental level, we recognize that nothing would have happened without God's grace. So, in this way, God's grace is the cause of all causes. It is by his grace that the rains came. It is by his grace that the farmer has the capacity to work. It is by his grace that the land is fertile. So he's the cause of all causes. But at the same time, when the effects come out, those effects come because some of the intermediate causes may also work according to their own free will, which may not always be used according to God's plan. So just as the rains cause vegetation, but in some places, if the farmer has not taken care properly to plow the land, to protect the land, then instead of grains, weeds may grow over there. And the rain can't be held responsible for that. It is the farmer's or gardener's carelessness because of which waste growth has happened on the land. So similarly, when evil happens in this world, this evil is not caused by God. That evil is caused by the souls misusing their free will to act in evil ways. To the extent we recognize this, then we understand that God is always all good. And God doesn't cause the problems that happen in this world. God, even when some problems come, not just because of other people doing wrong, sometimes the problems may come because we may feel that they're coming because of nature. Say sometimes calamities come, sometimes earthquakes come. Those are also reactions from nature, karmic reactions for the misdeeds done by people. So again, God is not the cause. The misdeeds of people are the cause. So when we understand that God is not the cause of all effects, there are intermediate causes which determine the nature of those effects, then we don't hold God responsible for the problems of the world. Rather, God is there to help us at an individual level. Firstly, when the inimical effects come upon us, to tolerate and transcend those effects. Krishna says, Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. In 18.58, he states that if we remember him, if we absorb our consciousness in him, then we can tolerate and transcend all misery. And further, he is there, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. He's also internally ready to give us intelligence and guidance by which we can avoid the misuse of free will. We can use our free will properly and thereby attain happiness in this life as well as the next. So God is the cause of all the auspicious effects, because his will is auspicious, his guidance is auspicious, and to the extent we harmonize our will with his will, we also get the auspicious result. Ultimately, the supreme auspicious result of eternal reunion with him in his ecstatic abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.